Right, I'm in the Guardian's newsroom with our transport correspondent, Dan Milmo. He's been following the strike and the dispute from the start. Dan, how likely is it that they will go ahead with this strike?
Well, the strike isn't many days away now. What's going on is behind the scenes. I understand that there are still lines of communication open between Unite and British Airways. And what needs to happen for a strike not to go ahead is for BA to put a peace offer back on the table, which seems like quite a simple gesture to us, but I think there's quite a lot of wrangling going on behind the scenes to see if that can indeed happen before Saturday. So I'd say it's in the balance.
You've been in touch with ACAS today. What are they saying?
They're not saying anything. All I can tell you is that Woody Walsh and Tony Woodley, the Joint General Secretary of Unite, are not checked in to ACAS central office in Euston Tower, which was not the case on Sunday, so perhaps they're meeting elsewhere.
Okay. If the dispute does go ahead, or it's due to start on Saturday, how much disruption will there be?
It will be pretty significant. I mean, if you're a glass half full kind of person, which we are, and hopefully the BA passengers are, because they'll need to be, 60% of them will be able to get to their destination. That's what BA have said. And they better not let them down. I'm sure BA will indeed fly 60% of those booked over the 3 days on BA flights or other operators' flights. However, that obviously means that 40% of passengers, and that's around about 30,000 people, will have to either rebook, get a refund, or fly with someone else, or get the train, or walk, or whatever it takes to get to their destination.
For those 40% then, crossing their fingers, maybe thinking about whether there's going to be a resolution, what are the prospects of that, of them calling it off at this stage?
Well, it's going to the wire. As I've said, it is in the balance, but the solution to this, that BA puts a counter-offer back on the table, it's not as simple as putting a counter-offer back on the table. There is BA wants guarantees that it's going to be recommended. We don't even know if cabin crew are going to go for that offer now, because there's been an awful lot of hoo-ha over the past 4 days. The a reassurance passengers can take is that there is a route out, there is a way for the strike to end, but there is going to have to be considerable give on both sides. And the atmosphere got so bad yesterday that I'm not surprised there's a bit of radio silence going on this morning, because I think they're giving it one last heave. So I think it's very unsatisfactory for those 40%, but I think they'll definitely know one way or the other by tomorrow.
So, and if you do hold a BA ticket, you're a passenger, you know, what's your advice to them?
Keep it, perhaps frame it, stick it on eBay, shred it, recycle it. Hold on. I mean, go to BA.com and put in your flight number and see if it's either been cancelled or you've been advised to swap to another service. Do that first and foremost. Follow BA's instructions, not the Guardian transport correspondence. that's always my tip. But also, if your journey isn't absolutely vital, at least think about rebooking, because BA has been quite generous, because legally they don't have to offer you a refund, for instance. But, you know, the offer's there. If you're flying between the 19th and the 30th of March, you get your money back. And obviously it's not ideal if you're trying to get to a wedding or a birthday or a bar mitzvah, but it's better than nothing. So there's also that consolation that, you know, you can just go for an alternative journey date immediately right now.
Okay. You back to hitting the phones?
Yes, hitting them very hard.
Okay, thanks.